From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says President Obama is ready to take the claims process for damages caused by the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico away from BP. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama will act unless the company agrees to set up an independent entity to do the job.
The president possesses the legal authority and will use it to make this claims process independent, to take it away from BP, and to ensure that those who have been harmed economically have their claims processed quickly, efficiently, transparently, and that they're made whole again for the disaster caused by BP.
Gibbs on CBS's Early Show. The claims issue is one of several the president is expected to discuss in an address to the nation about the oil spill this evening from the Oval Office. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president is in Pensacola, Florida, this morning, wrapping up his latest visit to the Gulf Coast.
The president told reporters that the region will come back, but it will take time.
And it's going to be painful for a lot of folks. Folks are going to be frustrated, and some folks are going to be angry.
That anger was visible along the motorcade route. In Orange Beach, Alabama, Tommy Smith stood on the side of the road with a sign saying, "Obama, would you allow a 3-month spill on your coastline?"
I've got a neighbor that's on one of the boats out there, and he said basically all they do is ride around. There's no direction. There's no plan. They're just collecting a paycheck.
Mr. Obama said he wants to improve coordination among the people fighting the spill. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
The first relief supplies are arriving in Kyrgyzstan, where tens of thousands of minority Uzbeks are gathered at border areas after fleeing their homes in the face of a surge of ethnic violence. The country's interim government is appealing to Russia for help in halting the clashes. NPR's David Green reports the refugees are not being allowed to cross the border.
Uzbekistan's deputy prime minister expressed regret that his government had to seal off its border to refugees from Kyrgyzstan. But for now, he said, we have no place to accommodate them and no capacity to cope with them. There have been wildly different estimates of the number of refugees, but the Uzbek government says it's already registered 45,000 newcomers and that as many as 100,000 are still waiting at the border. The International Committee of the Red Cross says several dozen refugee camps in Uzbekistan have been overwhelmed. Reports from the border are grim. It's mostly the elderly and women and children. Some have gunshot wounds. Some women have reported being raped. The violence began Thursday when gangs of Kyrgyz men began systematically targeting minority Uzbeks in a region that's seen bursts of ethnic violence in the past. But this is the worst in 20 years. David Green, NPR News, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.
Employees at a Honda factory in China have ended the latest in a series of strikes against the Japanese automaker, this time at a plant that makes locks. The company is still considering the workers' demand for an 80% raise in their basic pay. This is NPR News from Washington. A man and a woman are being questioned in Florida after they were stopped as they tried to gain unauthorized access to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa last night. A search of their vehicle turned up military-style weapons and other gear. A new government study finds that an increasing number of Americans are doing volunteer work in their communities. NPR's Pam Fessler reports there was a 2.5% rise in volunteering last year compared to the previous year.
More than 63 million Americans, about 1 in 4, volunteered last year at churches, schools, soup kitchens, and other nonprofits. Patrick Corvington, head of the Corporation for National and Community Service, says the increase in volunteerism runs counter to the agency's expectation that it might decline in bad economic times.
We believe fundamentally that that's because Americans want to make a difference. They're seeing pain around them. They're seeing folks in trouble around them. And they're turning towards the problem rather than away from it.
He and others credit President Obama's call for more community service. Other experts think that unemployed workers see volunteering as a way to keep active. The study found that the volunteer rate was highest in communities with higher rates of home ownership and shorter commutes. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Emergency crews in Oklahoma City say they are amazed no one had to be hospitalized as powerful floods triggered by torrential rains raced through that area. National Weather Service forecaster Corey Mead says the city should get a break today.
The stronger storms and associated heavy rainfall is actually shifting through eastern Oklahoma here early this morning, be moving into Arkansas.
There were dozens of dramatic rescues of people stranded by the floodwaters in Oklahoma City. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.